Accessing library computer data.
And to make sure history never forgets the name Enterprise.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Penske Podcast. This is a podcast where we used to run through every single episode of Star Trek Next Generation, but we just wrapped it up. We finished Season 7. This is going to be the wrap-up video for Season 7. We're going to focus exclusively on Season 7. I've been doing these after every single season of the show that we've gone through. It's kind of just a point to pause, reflect, give my own thoughts about how the whole 26 episodes went. Usually 26 episodes anyway. Give out a couple awards. Say my favorite and least favorite episodes, give whose character won the season, things like that. But it's a little bit different since this is the last season of the show. Things are probably going to have more of a sort of overall thing maybe to them, although we are going to get into, after this episode of the podcast, Clay and Modi are going to be back to talk about how we feel as the series as a whole. So, with that said, let's get started on Season 7. Season 7, I keep track of all the ratings that I give all the episodes on a scale of 1 to 5. 1 being terrible, 5 being great, 3 being a typical average show. And Season 7 ended up with a score of 2.62 for the average of all the episodes, which is the third worst season of Star Trek after the first two seasons. Season 1 got a 2, Season 2 got a 2.5 from this sort of scale, which isn't the most accurate or most sort of detailed way to go about things, but it's the way that I find it best, just to kind of compare the seasons to each other and of themselves. So in this scale, Season 6 actually turned out to be my favorite. It got a 3.19 as the average rating. So a 2.62 coming hot on the heels of Season 6 is kind of a letdown. And I think that Season 7 is so weird. The show is clearly out of gas, right? But I don't know if it's out of gas because the show has run out of ideas or if they were just being stretched too thin at this point, because Generations was also in process and in production at the point that Season 7 was going on. Ron Moore and Brandon Braga were writing that, and I think they finished Generations before they wrote the All Good Things finale. So I don't know if this was really the end of the show or this was just a season that once they started to pull people off of it, everything suffered. There weren't enough writers. I know all the Blu-ray commentary and all the sort of behind-the-scenes stuff that the writers just kind of considered themselves to be over it at this point. The show had been going on for a while. This was kind of just the year that they had to get through. It wasn't expected that they were going to have a seventh season because the actors had signed a six-year contract. And the seventh season, they agreed to do it. It doesn't feel like anyone's heart was really in it. And it ended up being a season that was kind of a failure on what I thought the show should be trying to do and a failure in terms of what the show is capable of doing when it's firing on all cylinders. I had mentioned before that I had read someone who said that Season 1 and 2 of the show were the show having sort of plots and ideas and not really having any idea how to explain them. Season 3 to Season 6 is the show coming up with ideas and having sort of good character-based stories built around them. And Season 7 is just, here's an idea, let's put a generic sci-fi story on top of it. And I feel like that's the story with a lot of Season 7. Nobody's heart seems to be in any of the scripts. They don't feel very interested in exploring what any of this means. A lot of them just serve to be a wrap-up farewell to a lot of characters, and I'm not sure that was really necessary at any point. I don't know if people were really clamoring to see the last episode of Loxana or Wesley or things like that. It feels weird to say it now after this is all said and done, because I do feel like if before I had gone through this rewatch, I would have felt that, yeah, you probably definitely need to give characters like that a farewell. I think they just don't do any of them very well, and it might just be the fact that because we're in this weak general Season 7, none of this stuff is done well in the first place. So, I mean, they could have done the farewell if they had done it in Season 6. Maybe the farewell episodes would have been a lot better than they ended up being. But it felt to me like kind of a slow drag. It's a season that nothing really stuck out to me. I wrote down that there's a lot of forgettable episodes in this season. Like, I would consider Phantasms, Eye of the Beholder, Firstborn, and Bloodlines to be episodes that I probably would have had to look up to remind myself what they were about. I think they're all pretty bad in general. Eye of the Beholder might be the best out of all of those, but they're all sort of this forgettable thing that none of it really sticks in your mind. None of it really resonates on any kind of level. Everything feels very dull. We mentioned in Bloodlines how it feels like the show is just struggling to get any kind of momentum in any of these episodes. It's just characters wandering around. The scripts aren't strong enough to propel action going forward. Some of them are flat out terrible, like Force of Nature and Bloodlines, I think, are really, really bad episodes of the show. Other than that, it's kind of, I'm looking at my color-coded chart, it's a lot of just twos and threes. And I don't think the threes are all that great in this situation. Like, it's just a lot of filler episodes that I think would be even viewed worse if they were in other better seasons, and just grading them against themselves in season 7 might do them a little bit of a service, because the show is comfortable with itself at this point. The production team is comfortable with itself. The actors know what they're doing. It really, at this point in the series, it all comes down to these scripts, and the scripts have been pretty horrible for season 7. It also focused a bit too much on Deep Space Nine for my liking. I know that they're trying to hand off the show and the series and the sort of overall Star Trek thing to Deep Space Nine at this point. It felt like there were a lot of callbacks and conversations with Deep Space Nine characters that we didn't really need to know. We didn't have to have them. They were just there in the episode just to remind people who were watching this live when it aired that, oh yeah, there's a new Star Trek show and no one's watching it, so maybe you should come over and watch it. That said, I do think that season 7 ends with All Good Things, and as we mentioned in the All Good Things episode, I think it's one of the best episodes that the show ever did. It's certainly one of the best season or series finales that any show has ever done. It's really, really wonderful. It was great to end on a high note like that, after going through the sort of logjam of sort of mediocrity that is the rest of season 7. And I sound really harsh on it, but it was really, my concern when I was doing the podcast was, it was always in the back of my mind, am I just running out of enthusiasm for the show at this point, or are the episodes actually getting worse? And I don't think there's a way to prove this, but I do think if you showed someone season 7 before you showed them any of the other seasons going back, like 6, 5, 4, 3, I do think people would think that 7 is the worst of them. I think that's a fairly, you know, relatively objective thing to say. It just, none of it really, really holds together all that well, except for the finale, which is really, really terrific, and is kind of makes you look back at the whole thing as being much better than it was. Really, All Good Things might be the only episodes that's really necessary to watch out of anything in season 7, which, as a final season, is kind of a letdown, and I think that that is a little bit of a disservice. And if a series is ending, you'd think that some of the episodes leading up to the finale would be some of the best ones that you would see or expect, because of how they're going to resolve the characters, how they're going to resolve certain storylines, how they're going to move people into different positions for going forward to other series and things. And the show doesn't really do it. It sticks true to what TNG is, which is totally episodic television. And it doesn't push the narrative at all, except in rare cases like Lower Decks. It doesn't try to do anything different, which is what I had been hoping that they would do. They don't do it, and ultimately, it's not all that interesting of a season. And that is just that for season 7. So that's it. What'd you guys think? You can let me know in the comments about where you think season 7 stacks up. I think it's pretty common that people generally consider it to be the worst of the later seasons. The comments have all, as we've been going through the podcast, comments have been basically, I can't wait to get to the finale and then we can move on to a new series and things like that. And I can appreciate that. 178 episodes later, we've kind of tapped out on TNG. It's sad to say, but it's also nice to say because we're done. We're done with it. That's season 7. Let's move on to the character type analysis. So, like, the best and worst, when I make the best and worst characters of the season, I write down their names, and I write down all the episodes under their names. It's a very scientific process. And I write down all the episodes that had to do, basically, I'd call it like a Riker episode, or I call it a Geordi episode. So looking over this list, it's very difficult to say that there's a standout. I think it might just be Riker by default, because he only had one episode that I'd really call a Riker episode, which is the Pegasus. And the Pegasus is a pretty good, solid episode. It's not great, but it's pretty solid. Picard had a bunch. He had, like, Gambit, Attached, Bloodlines, All Good Things. That kind of averages out to nothing. Data had Descent, Inheritance, Thine Own Self, Masks. Geordi had Interface. Worf had Parallels, Homeward, and Firstborn. Troy had Eye of the Beholder, and Crusher had Attached and Sub Rosa. The rest of them are kind of, like, ensemble pieces. So I think it's Riker by default. He didn't have a chance to really screw up. So I think I'm going to have to say that season 7 belongs to Riker, even though season 6 was more of a Riker season because he had second chances and frame of mind. But I really can't... I don't know who else would be. It might just be Picard based on the strength of All Good Things and Gambit, and Attached is okay and Bloodlines is terrible. But the worst one actually goes to Data, who has 4 episodes that I think none of them are particularly good. He has Descent Part 2, Inheritance, Thine Own Self, and Masks. At best, you could say some of those are average. Some of them do a lot of damage to the Data character, in my opinion, like Descent Part 2 is kind of the unraveling of Data at this point. Inheritance is fine. Thine Own Self is fine. Masks is not particularly good at all. Everyone else kind of had average episodes to okay episodes with a couple bad ones mixed in. Crusher, depending on your opinion of Sub Rosa, maybe Crusher would be the worst one. We'll get to that shortly. But I think it's Data, just because Data had the most episodes. None of them are very good, and none of them really brought him anywhere. I still think that his best episode is Birthright, or his ending is Birthright Part 1, where he has his dream sequence. That feels like the end of the Data storyline to me. But instead, they kept on going. And he got 4 episodes in season 7. None of them were very good. So that's it. Riker is the best character in season 7. Data is the worst character, based purely on story narratives. So, I will give... I guess we'll go to the awards right now, and then we'll do the best and worst after that. So, I went through... what I normally do is I make up a couple bullshit awards for each season and go through them and just kind of give my opinions. I'm going to start doing that now. So, I went through and did community polling on every episode. There's a little poll that you can click on the YouTube video, and it gives you a 1 to 5, and you can vote on what you think the episode deserves after we let you know at the end of our episode what we thought about it. The community polling. The strongest disagreement episode between myself and the audience was, probably not surprising, Sub Rosa. I gave Sub Rosa a 3, and Sub Rosa is maybe the trickiest rating of this, and 66, there's like 2/3 of the audience thought that Sub Rosa deserved a 1, and that was like the biggest skew. Sub Rosa is not a great episode. It's not a good episode. I think it's a little bit undue. It gets a little bit of undue hatred that I think, like Clay was saying, it's like it's trying to do something, and maybe you don't like the sort of the gothic romance angle that they're going with, and it is a little bit cheesy. It's a little bit corny. It's a little bit sort of silly, but I think it's stylistically silly, and I think it makes, you know, it makes sense in that regard. It's not like I didn't cringe during Sub Rosa really as much as I have during some of the other ones, and I also wasn't as bored during some of the worst episodes of season 7. So in my opinion, Sub Rosa belongs a little bit higher than that, simply because of the enjoyment factor that goes along with it, even if you enjoy it because you think it's terrible. But the audience obviously disagrees. They think Sub Rosa is really bad. That was the biggest divergence on what we think, the audience and myself, about the episodes. The most agreeance, is that a word? The most that we agree on was All Good Things. I gave it a 5, and everyone who's voted so far has given it a 5. It's like the only episode that has no distribution in the voting. Everybody gave it a 5, which is fitting. I think that makes sense. It's a really great episode. It's a wonderful finale. We've talked to... in depth about all of that. And I agree with everybody. We are all on the same page. All Good Things is definitely a 5. So the best farewell episode, I'm going to give it to Roe in Preemptive Strike. I didn't think it was a great episode, but I think a lot of the farewell sort of last appearance episodes of characters aren't very good. I think the Roe character is extremely strong. She has been the entire time she's been on the show. It's a shame that she couldn't have been there more. I think that Preemptive Strike is an okay episode that's marred by where it is in the series, as I've said before. I think it doesn't need to be the penultimate episode. If it was much earlier, I think I would regard it higher. I think it's an interesting tone for TNG, where the heroes kind of lose out in the end. It's a good sort of story close to Ro. It totally makes sense as to that would be the way that she would go to join the Maquis and everything like that. And it didn't upset me as much as some of the other farewell episodes. So that's it. The best farewell goes to Ensign Roe, who's Lieutenant Roe at that point in Preemptive Strike. The worst farewell goes to, I think it's Firstborn. I think Alexander's farewell on TNG, at least, is a really weird, terrible episode that has totally pointless time travel. It just kind of wraps up at the end in this really unsatisfying way where old time-traveling Alexander just disappears and walks off. It shows Worf's bad parenting at its peak. It shows the tragedy that is Alexander. How I don't understand how you can't feel bad for this character. You can hate the character, but you got to feel bad for what the poor kid has gone through on his short existence in this universe, being stuck on the Enterprise with Worf and sort of being pushed aside by the writers of the show in a way. After that, I think this isn't close. I think Firstborn wins it, but Dark Page would be another one. Dark Page redeems itself just in the last 5 minutes, but the first like 30 minutes of Dark Page is so terrible. It might be the worst stretch in the season, but the ending is good enough that it saves itself, I think, from Firstborn territory. So the worst farewell episode goes to Alexander in Firstborn. The most misunderstood, I think it's Genesis. I talked on the we did the Star Trek Essential episodes on Patreon, and we talked about that book gave out the Spock's Brain Award for the worst episode of every series, and they said that Genesis was the worst episode of TNG. I really strongly disagree. It's clear it's a good little horror feature, right? Like, people always sort of bring up the science of the de-evolution, and I don't really understand. It feels weird because, like, there's a lot of episodes you can go at the science in this show and Star Trek in general. I don't think that's really the point. I'm not looking for, like, hard sci-fi out of this. They were trying to make just like a horror short, and I think they were really effective. The makeup is really good in it. It moves along. Sure, it has like problems of what the hell happened after this ship was fixed. Like, they killed each other, crewmen are dead, people ate each other. That's true, but that's so TNG anyway. Like, they never talk about this stuff after the episode is over. I don't know. I have a hard time holding it against it. And when you compare it to like season one episodes, I think you're just trying too hard to say that Genesis is the worst episode. And I don't think a lot of the listeners think that it's the worst episode, but a lot of people don't like it. Where did it end up? It actually ended up pretty squarely in the middle. Like, it ended up with pretty much an average rating, all things considered. And I think that's more appropriate than anything else. I just think that it's when it's listed as a worst of episode, I think the people listing it there aren't giving it a fair shake, and I think that they're holding the science and like the idea of the episode against it. And I don't know if that's really what the episode's intention was to be. So that's it. The most misunderstood episode is Genesis. The best guest star. This goes to Pauly from Goodfellas and Homeward, who is the hero of the episode because he turns our crew into villains, and he's good in that episode. I couldn't really remember anybody else. Is there anyone else who really stood out to us in here? Maybe the Admiral in the Pegasus. I can't remember his name, though. Maybe he's out there. He might actually be better. I just think that Pauly from Goodfellas is effective as Worf's brother, and I think that he has to carry that episode as like the moral center, which is one of the reasons the episode is terrible. But certainly the role of the season, I suppose, for a guest star. So that's it. Guest star goes to Paul Sorvino in Homeward. The best script is All Good Things. Far and away, it's the best script out of all of Season 7. It's really tight. Time travel is dealt with effectively. You don't think about the problems. It moves. This is more of a direction thing, but the script moves along with the direction and the cuts and how the stories mesh together and how they explain Picard in the future and in the past and how he has to... The script is strong enough to explain why he has to make changes to become these ways, and it all fits together and it holds together, and it's really great. It's really nicely emotional at the end. The final scene is well written. Yeah, it's the best script, clearly. It's the only five out of season seven, so I think the script goes a long way to that. All Good Things, the best script. Worst script. Force of Nature, which is one of the worst episodes of the season. It's clearly written as like a global warming, climate change type piece. The script itself is horrible. It takes forever. It takes about a half hour before you like get into what the story is about. The scientist antagonist characters make a weird decision to get the Federation on their side. It ends with this warp drive speed rating that is promptly forgotten immediately after the episode ends. It's a real abomination of a script, and just in terms of like narrative structure and everything like that, and motivations for the characters and where things go from there. And it's so clearly written to be a like a cause episode, written for the cause of global warming, and they just could have been a little bit more subtle about it. This season tends to struggle with subtlety. The Native Americans in Journey's End are a little bit on the nose, and I think that the science and Force of Nature is a little bit on the nose as well. All right, worst ending. to an episode goes to Attached. The ending of Attached undermines everything that the episode did the entire 45 minutes before it. And it also makes the relationship in All Good Things stand out. In All Good Things, the relationship between Crusher and Picard makes the Attached ending look all the more worse. The Attached ending, if you don't remember, is the episode where Crusher and Picard can sense each other's emotions. They get like attached to this technological thing where they can feel each other's feelings and thoughts, and they discover their feelings for each other, and they go through this emotional journey, and then it ends with Picard saying, you know, maybe we should try to move our relationship to the next level. And Crusher says, I don't think so, and then it just cuts to black, and that's the end of the episode. It's really, really unsatisfying. It's only done because the show has to reboot itself back to this stage one thing. Like, it has to reset at the end of the episode, and it's so frustrating. It's so stupid and such a bad way to end that character relationship. All Good Things tries its best to recover it, and All Good Things is so good that it makes the Attached ending look all the more worse for what it is. And finally, the most non-season 7 episode. The most non-season 7 episode. So this is the episode I think would fit into any of the other seasons, and you think it would be pretty good and it would fit more with the expected tone of TNG. I think it goes to Parallels, the Worf episode where he's jumping through different dimensions. That feels like a very solid episode from seasons 3 to 6. It wouldn't be a gangbusters, it wouldn't like set the world on fire or anything, but I think it would be a 4 in any of those seasons. And it felt very much like TNG to me in a way that a lot of these other episodes did not. This one felt the most like that sweet spot of the series in seasons 3 to 6. And I really like it. It's a nice mystery episode. It's definitely one of the best of season 7. That being said, it reminded me the most of when the show was at its peak and firing on all cylinders. So that's it, the most non-season 7 episode. So quickly, to wrap this up, I'm going to be going through the best and the worst episodes. We'll start with the worst. Counting backwards from 5 to 1, the fifth worst is Liaisons. That was real terrible. I'm going to do a video that explains this more, but this is just for people's general information. Number 4 is Homeward. 3 is Dark Page. 2 is Bloodlines. And 1 is Force of Nature. Those are the 5 worst. Liaisons, Homeward, Dark Page, Bloodlines, and Force of Nature. The 5 best. Number 5, Pegasus. Number 4, Genesis. Number 3, Parallels. Number 2, Lower Decks. And then, of course, All Good Things is the best episode from Season 7. That's it. You can look for the best and worst of Season 7 videos to get a little bit more of an explanation about that. Those should be coming out soon. But that's it. We're done with Season 7. We're done with TNG in general. Thank you guys very much for listening. You can look forward to the episode where Clay and Modi are back, and we talk about the series as a whole. We go through our Q&A, and we do our giveaway, which is coming up. That'll be coming up on the usual time after this. And outside of that, if you enjoyed the content, a like and a comment's appreciate it. If you can rate us on iTunes or any other podcaster, we'd appreciate it. You can go to facebook.com/thepenskypodcast. Go to patreon.com/thepenskypodcast. On Patreon, if you give us a couple dollars a month, you get extra content in addition to supporting the show. You get extra podcasts and stuff. We talked about the 10 essential episodes of Star Trek with Trek About. That just went out, where we argued about Star Trek 101's list of the 10 essential TNG episodes and whether or not we think their list is appropriate, good, or bad. So you guys might want to check that out for a couple dollars a month on Patreon. Other than that, guys, thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this wrap-up. I hope you enjoyed my silly awards and my general thoughts about Season 7. And I look forward to discussing with Clay and Modi about the series as a whole, going over your questions, and giving away our Blu-ray, the movies, and the Star Trek DVDs. That competition is over anyway, because I'm going to record the audio for that right now after this. So if you're hearing this and you're thinking I'd like to enter, it's actually a bit too late. But guys, thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you later.